Williams on Live on Drive every day of the week.
The headlines. Kasama DC calls for more practice free exams and Chilanga registers 11 new cooperatives. Kasama District Commissioner Annie Paul has warned against any form of examination malpractice in the district. Mrs. Paul has called on all those involved in examinations to uphold the integrity of the education system. Speaking during a District Examinations Committee meeting in Kasama, Mrs. Paul, who also serves as chairperson of the External Examination Security Committee, said she doesn't want to record any cases of malpractice during this year's examinations.
News 360.
The Department of Cooperatives and Entrepreneurship in Chilanga District has registered 11 cooperatives in the second quarter of 2025. According to the department's District Development Coordinating Committee DDCC second quarter report made available to Zanice, the department recorded a high number of groups who came on board to register as cooperatives. The report explained that the department conducted 7 cooperative inspections in the second quarter to ensure compliance.
News 360.
For international news, we monitored the BBC.
At least 12 people have died in fighting between Thailand and Cambodia in a dramatic escalation of a border dispute that's been simmering for several months. Thailand has deployed fighter jets. Cambodia has fired artillery and rockets. Those known to have died are mostly civilians in Thailand. India and Britain have signed a major trade deal that they say will lead to a multi-billion dollar boost in exports for the two countries. The deal, agreed in May, will see India lower tariffs on British whiskey, gin and other drinks, as well as cars. The UK will import more of India's textiles, gemstones and other goods.
News 360.
Exchange rates, courtesy of the Bank of Zambia. The United States dollar is trading at 23 kwacha 26 ngwe. The Great British Pound is trading at 31 kwacha 49 ngwe. The euro is trading at 27 kwacha 28 ngwe. And the South African rand is trading at 1 kwacha 33 ngwe. Please note that these rates are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Arsenal midfielder Declan Rice says he didn't like the reaction online from some fans about the signing of Noni Madueke from Chelsea, but backed the winger to shock with his talent. Madueke joined for an initial £48.5 million last week as Arsenal looked to increase their attacking options. However, the signing caused a backlash, with the hashtag #NoToMadueke posted across social media and a petition started which had more than 5,000 signatures. Expect clear skies tonight. Temperature drops to 10 degrees and sunset is expected at 17:54. A recap of the headlines. Kasama DC calls for more practice-free exams and Chilanga registers 11 new cooperatives. My name is Charmaine Williams.
Hey Zambia! Introducing the stylish new Vidhook beer look that now looks even better in your hands. Behold this bold design. Okay, to be 100% real with you, maybe we shouldn't have introduced the new Vidhook beer look on radio. Cause you can't see this awesome looking pack I'm holding. With that same great Vidhook beer taste you love, get one in your hands today. Vidhook, 100% real. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Exciting flavors, a product of Californian beverages.
More hit music lined up next. This is Rock FM 96.5 Lusaka. 96.5 Rock FM Lusaka. Lusaka.
It's already gone. That dress you bought, don't wanna put it on. To waste a night would be criminal. Put my record on. It rained all year, but it's clearing up. I'm flying high, it's a miracle. I'm drinking spirits and spiritual. Oh, that's what I like. I'm feeling loose, I'm feeling light. I'm hella smooth, like Miller Lite. I got that moose on everybody's type.
Couldn't get this little blessing in this.
I just gotta